این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. Question: what will the role of women be in a future Islamic government? Imam replies, women are free to participate in many affairs, free in the true sense of the word, not in the sense that the Shah wanted. Some of our women are in prison, and of those who are not, a great number take part in the demonstrations and the struggles. An insignificant number are free, free in the sense that the Shah wants them to be free. We are most definitely opposed to that kind of freedom. January 15th, 1979.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are with another program of Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi. Today we're going to talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the women's role in the society. In one of the speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that the woman is the only being that can deliver individuals to the society, by whose blessings the society, nay, the entire societies, are drawn to endurance and lofty human values. Now, in this part of speech, Imam Khomeini is clearly talking about the status of a woman. And he says that it is only the woman, through her existence, we can have the individuals. That's the first thing. Now, these individuals were coming to the societies because they become leaders. They become good people. They are the ones who are educating people. Now, all these things that we have in the society, or this blessing that we have in the societies, it lifts the societies, it takes societies to a higher level. And this cannot be achieved if the woman is not in the society, if we do not respect women. Therefore, it is necessary to give respect to the women. It is necessary. Why? Because Islam also emphasizes on the respect of women. The way Islam has given the respect to the woman, no other religion or society has given it. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. In Islam, it is said that the heavens are under the feet of mothers. What does it mean? It means that if the children will respect their mother, they will go to heaven. If they disrespect the mothers, they cannot reach heavens, even if the mother is a non-believer. It is ordered to respect her, because Allah has put heavens under the feet of mother. It means you need to respect her. You cannot pay back mother even for a single movement when she had you in her womb. You cannot even pay back a single movement for a single movement. And do not think about paying back for what she has done for the whole life. This is the Islamic ideology about a woman. This is what Islam talks. And this is what Imam Khomeini is also saying, that this is a woman, because of which we can see in the entire societies that they are drawn to the endurance and lofty human values. These values today, which we see, these are because of the woman, the existence of the woman. If we do not have this woman in the society, then obviously we wouldn't benefit from these human values.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.